Do you enjoy a tipple? Maybe mid-afternoon, maybe on the course, maybe early morning. If you do, and you don't want to lug the bottle around with you, and you're looking for the perfect vessel to tote around your finest beverage of choice, head over to ragproper.com. That's ragproper.com for the original modern glass flask. I'm sure you all are familiar drinking out of the old metal, stainless, metallic. Just not good. It's not good for the booze. Head over to ragproper.com. Get yourself a modern glass flask. Tell them Birdies and Bourbon sent you. Are you looking for a special gift for that someone, for maybe just some random occasion? Go check out slabcigarclub.com. Their mission is to curate an unparalleled monthly experience, delivering cigars to aficionados and beginners alike. If you appreciate a good smoke, or you know somebody that does, be sure to go and check out slabcigarclub.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Birdies and Bourbon Show.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. Dan, on this week's episode, we've actually had more than one episode this week, by the way.
We could.
Little Birdie told me somebody may be coming into town.
Good.
And it ain't Santa Claus either. But on this week's episode, Rory McIlroy shows up at the Wells Fargo. Allegedly, Dan was having drinks and dinner with Victor Hovland's girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
And don't look now, but Mr. PGA Championship himself.
Oh, yeah.
Brooks Koepka.
On the way.
Coming off a win. And I hear it's not baby making season. It's baby birthing season. Scotty Scheffler.
Fired up the jet.
On his way to Kentucky.
That's right. That's right.
Give him some of that sweet Kentucky nectar.
That's right. That's right. I wonder where dive bar Scotty's going to hold up this week.
Ooh, I got some good ones for him if he's looking for some advice. I mean, in Louisville, I mean, what a great spot to hold up at a dive bar, huh?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Let's talk about the little leprechaun of the room, Dan.
Oh.
No McIlroy this week, sir. Mm. This is 100%. Well, hold on. Is that the leprechaun in the room, or is it a little Norwegian in the room? where do we want to get? Let's get the leprechaun out of the way before we get to Valhalla, because we're going to talk about, we're going to put a lineup together. We're going to make a better two. We're going to get our one and done in for the week. We're also going to talk about maybe three players that we don't think stand a friggin' chance.
Okay.
In Kentucky.
Yeah.
But no McIlroy this week. It's all McIlroy. McIlroy of old. The green boy. He found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow in Quail Hollow in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna see another back-to-back champion on the PGA Tour this year? Don't forget, by the way, Rory McIlroy, no stranger to Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
He in fact has won a PGA championship at Valhalla. The last one that was played here in 2014.
Mm.
What'd you think about Roy's performance?
He really turned on those jets at the nine, at the turn, right? I mean, coming off the turn, he said, I'm going to take this turn like I'm on rails. And maybe he was on rails. Maybe he was on rails.
There was no Dusty there. Dusty was not there. No rails in the bathroom. what did Harry Diamond, what do you think he leaned over and whispered in his ear?
Scotty Scheffler's jet just took off for Valhalla.
The baby is here. Scotty is in the air. You better make. You better win. If you want to win one, you better do it now. You
better do it now.
You better win it now because. Or was it?
I heard they spilled green Gatorade all over the trophy.
Hey, who's judging? By the way, I'm sipping on a little Negroni to get started. I may get into one of Max Homa's one of his favorites. I may get into a little Elijah Craig 18 year, depending on what happens. I changed my camera stand out and my microphone stand. I put them down a little lower today.
Okay. All right.
And I put the chair down a little lower just in case we get a little squirrely and I lose my balance. Mm-hmm. So I don't have guardrails on the seats, you know.
Yeah.
Things that are important in life. So what was more impressive? What was more shocking? Let me say that, because it wasn't it. Well, I mean, I guess it was impressive about how shitty he played. Well, what was more impressive? More shocking. Was it McAvoy turning it on to win? Because Xander's leading by two coming into Sunday, right? And, I mean, you kind of got that. I mean, this is Xander's to lose, and clearly he lost it. Now, are you surprised? Are you surprised at Xander's performance?
No. Mm-mm.
What do you think his dad said after the round?
Let's see. More along the lines of, you know, find your own flight home.
Wow, that's all I can say. Wow. I thought Xander was going to get it done, and. You know, typically we're talking about birdie fests and eagle. You know, they're lighting it up out there. I mean, he put on a bogey fest.
Yes, he did.
Out there. He looked like me. Let's be serious. He didn't, but you know, in it pales into comparison at the shit show that I put on at the Georgia Club.
Oh boy.
Over the weekend. By the way, if you ever get an invitation to play the Georgia Club in Statham, Georgia, do not hesitate. Don't think about, well, I'm not a Bulldogs fan. Fuck the Dogs. We don't like Georgia. We're, you know, Rocky Top, you'll always be. Roll Tide. Don't think anything about that. Mm-hmm. Show up and go to the course. Just show up and go, man. We had a great time. Who did we see? Oh, we saw Pollock. Pollock was at the course. Apparently, allegedly, I guess he's a member out there. But yeah, we played a red and the black course. It's a 27-hole joint, but we played red and black, kind of the traditional layout. Weather, fantastic. They got a great cocktail menu. Great cocktail program at the Georgia Club. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bourbon blueberry smash.
Oh, did you?
When I say I had a bourbon blueberry smash, don't take that as I only had one. Because that didn't happen. That is a true story. But great place, Georgia Club. Look it up. Not to be confused with the University of Georgia Golf Club. This is just the Georgia Club. Great spot.
Nice.
Back to the bogey fest.
Okay.
I'm surprised. I really thought he was going to be able
to. You thought Xander was going to be able to pull it out? Come on, this is Xander.
I thought he was going to pull it off. What is he saving it up for the Olympics?
Must be. You know, Xander, it's not the first time he's been in the lead, in control, and can't close it out. I mean, he's got that phenile syndrome.
The Puerto Rican prince.
The Puerto Rican prince.
The Caribbean king. I don't know. I mean, I guess. So
I don't want to jump too far ahead, but since we're on the subject, so we got Brooksy coming back. We got Bryson DeChambeau. We got the oldest PGA champion winner ever, Phil Mickelson. We got Tyrrell Hatton. We got Brooks Koepka.
I noticed you're wearing the jumping man hat.
And when are we going to see these featured pairings of Rory and Max Homa and Tiger.
Tiger and JT.
And who else is going to be up there? Finau and Tom Hoagie.
Let's just say it's going to be interesting.
Chase Kepka and Phil Mickelson. Sorry, Brooks, yeah, your name there.
Chase him away. We got to have some pretty interesting pairings, I think, coming up in this week. Oh, hold on. You've already got us on the PGA Championship.
I felt that, you know, going into Sunday, I was like, it's going to be tough. I mean, Rory plays
clearly
well there.
You didn't read the show notes, did you?
No.
Did you get the lead sheets?
You go over there and start practicing. I'll be over there when I am over there.
did you get the lead sheets? That's what I want to know. I don't know. I do want to get in the PGA. Anything else about the Wells Fargo? The court looked, we had some weather fantastic to contend with.
Yeah, that's what I was supposed to go on Thursday, but it was raining all day, so I decided not to do that. But yeah.
Didn't want to mess your hair up? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, you know, the hair, once it gets messed up, it's gone all weekend, you know, and just can't do that.
You don't want to get that frizz. You get that frizz look, it's hard to get it out, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But no, of course, looked great. Good, fantastic tournament. Now, the question, I guess, before we leave Wells is, I think that this tournament is there next year, right?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
And then the year
after, right, will we have a new sponsor for Quail Hollow?
You got to think, right? I mean, will Wells Fargo even be in the banking business by that time?
Well, we know Wells is out. They're out, right? But, you know, will Quail have something? Yeah. What Charlotte do you think should take over for the Quail Hollow Open?
Oh, I don't know. Something that sits around and only makes left-hand turns for about four hours.
The NASCAR Open.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like they don't have a lot of NASCAR, a lot of golf fans in the sport. Inside and outside of the track.
Yeah. Yeah,
could be. NASCAR, well, what else is there? We could go Lowe's,
Honeywell, right?
Maybe Honeywell, Lowe's.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of if there's anybody else that's.
Could be another bank. It could be. What's the other bank called? That there's a couple of other banks. There could be another bank.
Wachovia used to be there, but they turned into somebody else. I forget who they used to.
There's another bank over there. There's a bunch of banks. Yeah.
Is this the financial show?
Well, we're going to talk stocks next, and then we're going to get to the
pork bellies. Pork bellies, Mortimer. Pork bellies is where it's at.
I think you're right. I think Lowe's would be great. Yeah.
Lowe's could be. Yeah, I'm trying to think of if there's anybody.
We already got half of the people that lost Nike sponsorships already have DeWalt bags.
What about Malbon? Do you think we're ever going to see a Malbon? What do you think about Jason Day's attire? Listen, Jason Day, by the way, has never been more relevant in golf since his 2017 PGA Championship. 2016 PGA. He's never been more relevant, by the way. Never. 2015 Jason Day. He won at Whistling Straits. Yeah, over Jordan Spieth.
So I don't know the brand as well as you know the brand, but apparently it's like everybody's talking about it on social, right? So do you think?
But I don't think they're saying good things.
They're not. But in a way, I mean, I guess you'd kind of want them to say good things. But that brand has certainly gotten a ton of exposure.
until Taylor starts wearing it, it ain't shit. It ain't nothing.
Yeah. It ain't nothing. Yeah.
It absolutely has gotten a lot of exposure. But I'm just saying, who's going to wear that shit?
Maybe they come out with a better line next year. And like, oh, look at the improvements. I need some of that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I got nothing. I mean, he looked like he was dressed for Jurassic Park this last week. Somebody said that, and I agreed.
I would agree that, by the way, today's show is not sponsored and brought to you by Malbon Apparel. making Jason Day look like a dipshit since the beginning of 2024. I don't know, man. That's just...
It is sponsored by Sunday Red. Make sure you look at it today because you may not see it on Sunday.
you may not see it on Sunday. We're definitely going to get there. That's definitely
Is there a chance he could change it to Friday Red early next year?
I mean, if he plays his cards right. I mean, he's been at Valhalla. Can we move on to Valhalla? Can we move on to the PGA Championship?
We can move away from Wells. A lot of people in the media this week saying they really need healing in golf. Brandel Chamblee came out, said that we need more than ever, that we get this behind us.
Is this like the song Healing?
Yeah,
it was more than healing.
Now, so Brandel said that. I don't know if Nance has said that we need a merger or not, but a lot of golf media that was at one point very divided is trying to come together to do this. And, you know, I talk to people, you talk to people. I think that, what do you think the consensus is right now? Rory says that ratings are down 20%. I personally think there's a lot of people that I've been talking to that are turned off with golf and don't know what the hell. I don't even know what the hell is going on in Myrtle Beach last week, by the way. No idea.
Congratulations, Chris Goddard.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
He wins the Myrtle Beach Classic, and I don't see him in the field for the PGA Championship. I don't know. I'm not sure how that plays out, but that's what it looks like. Here's what I think. First off, is I think that. I don't think anybody gives a shit what Brandel Chamblee says. I mean, that guy's that he Brandel Chamblee, mm-hmm. in my opinion,
mm-hmm. humble opinion.
In my professional humble mm-hmm. opinion, non-professional humble opinion. So this is like oxymoron because he's kind of to me. I think he's turned into the Phil Mickelson of golf.
Loud.
But I don't know if anybody really cares what he's saying.
Well, I think people do care what Phil says, but I get your point. Yeah.
Do they care what he says now?
Phil?
Yeah.
I still think there's people.
Hat.
I think people.
Let me see your
I think
hat.
People care.
Let me see your
I have hat. To. I have to say yes with the hat on, right? I think people care what Phil says. Yeah. So my point with them was, you know, they're talking about change and wanting to come together. And these people have been dividing the PGA Tour. I put Chamblee and Nance right in the middle of that. And I think the only way for everybody to heal is for them to exit the game. Because they are not golf.
Oh, the Chamblees?
Chamblee and Jim Nance. I got to go.
Yeah, get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
Get them
we
out
don't
of
need
here.
You guys.
Get them out of here.
Yeah.
Get them out of here.
You have divided and divided and divided and get the hell out. Get the hell out.
Who are you replacing them? Who are you replacing them with?
Well, I think Jim Nance has a brother. But put Mark in there with his brother. That'd be good.
Well, Trevor's already. So that's a good point. So what do you think? So by the way. Trevor is going to be on the mic this week.
Yeah.
Brandel is not on the mic this week. Brandel's doing the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So we won't hear him hearing. What do you think? Is Trevor, are you in or out on Trevor?
Oh, he's fine. I mean, he's definitely earned his way on. Great player, and he knows the game. He's fine. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a Faldo-esque kind of guy, but he's only going to get broader and broader as time goes on. Right? I mean, definitely doesn't have the pedigree, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he knows the game.
Yeah. Immelman?
He hasn't won as many majors as Faldo has won.
He hasn't, but I mean, he won the major.
Yeah, but Faldo's won like seven of them. So yeah, I mean,
well, I'm just saying he won the major.
I didn't say he didn't win the major. I'm just saying he doesn't have as much as Faldo, right?
Won the major.
Yeah. I'm not taking that away. Fine, put Willett with them then. Fine.
No, but he does get Luke Donald. He does get Luke Donald this week. So it's like the older, more generic version of Danny Miller.
There you go.
Except Luke Donald hasn't won a the major. So
I'm not taking anything away from Trevor. I think he's class act. No, I'm just Yeah, we don't have to stay on the subject very long. You know what I'm saying. I mean, these guys have just divided.
Well, we can. I mean, we can stay on it for another. I mean, I've got at least like 45 minutes left. And I mean, we can go until I fall out of the chair.
Does anybody like Brandel? How does he keep getting all these jobs?
I don't know. He does have a smoking hot wife.
That's how he gets the jobs?
The last picture I saw, she was definitely... she was a lot cuter than he was. She has a different doctor than he does. I can tell you that's for sure. I don't know. I don't know if anybody likes him or. I think Brandel is a, like, if you want to talk and I listen to him, he won't come on an upstanding show like ours. At least he hasn't accepted the invitation yet. He probably hasn't seen it. Right? Mm. He probably need to resend it. Yeah. He is a wonderful statistician is what he is. That guy is wonderful at numbers.
Yeah.
I think he is shit as a media person, though. Yeah. I don't think he's good for the game.
Which is too divisive, you know.
I don't think he's good for the game. But so to your point, well, I mean, we just saw it at the Masters, right? I mean, we're heading into the second major of the year, and we just saw what was leading into a live fest, or it at least had the beginnings of a live fest. At Augusta.
Yep.
And this could easily, Valhalla, to me, it looks like what Liv is playing on the 3.5 times they have tournaments ever all year. I mean, this looks like it's a playground for Liv golfers. Mm. It's we got a Jack Nicklaus design. I mean, how many Jack courses do we play on? I mean, I don't know. Outside of Florida,
And three Jack National.
And the three Jack National, but of course. Shout out to Random Club Pro. I think this is the thing, man. We're 7,600 yards. They've made it longer. They've made it faster. They changed. They've got some kind of funky Zoysia fairways in now. And we're on small bent grass greens. I mean, I think it's we could wind up being at a live fest. I mean, we could have the majority. We could have six top 10 live golfers come Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if here's, they're going to be here you go.
So the PGA Championship. Here, we're going to start talking. Right. This is what pisses me off. Have you looked at the interview schedule for this week?
No, no, no. But talk to me.
Okay.
You can probably pull it up. You want to share it?
I can share it. All right. Hold on.
Hopefully somebody will see this and take it down. That'd be best case scenario. If you're listening, thank you. Hey, you should like and leave a review, even if it sucks. If you're watching, you should report this to YouTube, by the way.
All right, Tuesday, Justin Thomas. Get it? Kind of. Cool. Max Homa. Why? No idea. Michael Block.
Come on. They're in Kentucky.
He dropped them.
He didn't. He did not. He and Baliunas have been all over social media. He has not dropped them. Now, they may be an unofficial sponsor, but there is definitely a lot of social media shit happening.
We haven't seen any Max Homa bourbon stuff in a while. Michael Block. There you go.
He finished T14 last year.
Okay. Tiger Woods. Jordan Spieth. John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Scottie Scheffler, and Xander Schauffele.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let's stay with Tuesday, May the 14th. I'm going to be driving to Nashville. I guess I can stream it. I can stream that. Okay. So, what don't you like about this? What would you change?
I don't think Max Homa needs to be on there. Michael Block doesn't need to be on there. I mean, these are things that you could have given, you know, Phil, who's the oldest PGA championship winner. I mean, he's a great ambassador of the sport. Why is John Rahm not on there? You know,
John Rahm is on there. Have you been drinking more than I have?
John Rahm's on there. Okay. John Rahm is
1 o'clock.
I've been drinking more than
1 o'clock. Have you been drinking more than me? I mean, this is, I'm going to control. What are they?
I don't know. It just seems like the usual suspects.
Do I need to call the helpline and do a reboot? Hold on. Have you hit control alt delete?
Oh, yeah.
No. I need you to unplug it
Damn it. Wait 30 seconds. Not again.
I mean, what the fuck is 30 seconds going to do, by the way?
Exactly. Now, what is 30 seconds going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. Let him finish, I guess. Let him finish. So hold on. So, okay. So, John, you would put John Rahm on there, which he is. Okay.
He is on there.
So, and why can't we have Michael Block on there?
There's no need for Michael Block on there. I think you definitely need Phil on there for sure.
Phil's not doing it. Phil's out, man. Phil is, if you haven't noticed, Phil Mickelson is not speaking at anything other than live events. When's the last time you saw Phil do an interview? Phil has now become the, who's a good one? Who's a good one? Phil is the, did you watch the Tom Brady roast yet?
I watched a lot of it.
Some of it. All right. So we'll have to talk about that. Phil has become the, he's the Kardashian of professional golf. You give him a script, he sticks to the script, and you don't ask any fucking questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go. JT, defending PGA champion.
No, he's not. He's not the defending one, but he's won twice. Yeah. Brooks won last year.
Shit. All right. You got me on that one. Well, now I'll screw this up. Let's just end the damn thing. But he did win it. He did win in 22. All right, fair enough.
He's won twice.
You know the Kepka interview. Okay, so JT, keep it or leave it.
Yeah, you can keep JT on. He's won. Yeah, that's fine. I just don't think
Max Homa.
Nope, don't even need to see him.
And who are you replacing Max Homa with?
Phil Mickelson.
Okay, Michael Block. Keep it or leave it.
Don't need to see it.
Who are you replacing him with? Preston Cole? What about Preston Cole, who's never played?
How about Taylor Gooch? That got a special invite. And like, what does it feel like to get this special invite? You know, for the first time, they've actually extended this to people that have not won, blah, blah, blah. That would be kind of an interesting interview. And is this going to help heal the game?
I'm glad I brought the whiskey because I'm going to need it for this shit. I mean, this is some real shit.
I'm just
shit
trying
right
to get
here.
Us to come together.
Oh, my God.
Well, you could always take Michael Block off
garbage.
And put Tiger Woods on twice.
Well, Tiger Woods is probably tired because as I've seen, Tiger Woods is he's very tired.
Yep.
Let's think about this. So Rory's on a different day, right? Rory gets his own day almost. Mm-hmm. You got Ludwig that's going to take over some of that noise. I'm just thinking. So let's go through some previous winners. I think it's important. I think other than the Masters, this is going to be this is not factual. This is anecdotal.
Right.
I think the PGA has the most multiple time winners outside of the Masters as any other tournament.
I tend to agree.
Maybe I don't. If anybody knows that to be true or not true, leave it in the comments. I'd like to know. Rank the four majors as to most multiple time winners versus least to greatest.
Yeah.
So we could have. Hold on. Mm. Hold on here. You haven't even mentioned his name yet.
Who?
Oh, never mind. He's on there. He's on at 3:30. I had a vinegar strokes.
He was on there.
I see him at 3:30. What about Big Jim Walker? Is Big Jim Walker going to be strolling in?
Nope.
I didn't see him.
Mm-mm. I don't think he's playing. He's not playing, is he? I don't think he's playing.
He's invited, though, right?
I don't think so. He hadn't won in a while.
No, he's at 2016.
Yeah, it's too long ago.
All right, so because we saw him where in 2017 at Quail Hollow, I guess.
Yeah.
Morikawa. Mm-hmm. No Morikawa.
I think Morikawa should definitely have been on there. Yeah. Over Michael Block for sure.
What about Jason Day? I mean, Jason Day's been a runner-up. What about DJ? DJ.
I thought DJ should have been on there.
Never won. He's never won a PGA Championship. But he's been a runner-up, in 2020 and 2019, so two-time runner-up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe. I definitely would have put Colin. Colin, he's got to get feeling snubbed on that, right? Colin? Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah.
I feel snubbed for him.
I know.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Who's this member of the 2024 core? Okay, that's sponsor, PGA News Conference. Nobody cares. All right, so what about Xander? You think Xander wants to do this? Because they're they're going to ask him how it feels to crumble in the little leprechaun's hands.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if he wants to do it or not. I don't think so.
Did you feel like those little gold coins that you wear around your neck running through the little leprechaun's hands? Heck, did you?
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that it could have been. I don't like Michael Block. I don't think Max Homa should be on there. I mean, in a way, Spieth shouldn't even been on there. But.
Which Spieth's got maybe a couple runner-ups. Maybe a couple runner-ups. Well, see, yeah, he's runner-up to Jason Day in 2015. And, maybe not.
Is it his Grand Slam? Is that his Grand Slam thing, right? So,
yeah.
That's what it's for. But, I mean, yeah. Every year you got to talk about the Grand Slam?
Could be.
You haven't won?
Could be.
So the best way to get on the interview schedule is just never complete your Grand Slam.
What do you get for being on the interview schedule? Is there anything special that anybody gives you?
Maybe that's should avoid the interview this year. Maybe he'll actually win.
Do you think is McIlvoy going to be nervous? McIlvoy and Ludwig go on Wednesday. Is McIlvoy going to be? Are we going to see Rory McIlvoy this week, or are we going to see Rory McIlroy this week?
When he gets on a heater, he's a good bet, you know. One thing about Rory is consistency, for sure. So I think we're going to see a good Rory this week.
All right.
Don't you agree? I mean, he gets hot, man. Yeah.
I mean, he's won here before. He plays well. He likes the course. It's big. To me, this is very Quail Hollow-esque. So I think you can take a page or two out of that book and just polish it and repeat.
So let me ask you, in all seriousness, I think that the interview schedule is fine. I don't think Max, I don't think Speed.
Sound like you thought it was fine. It sounded like you had some issues with it.
I guess my only question is, how many more years of Michael Block do we have to put up with?
How old do you think Michael Block is? Like 38, 39?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting a little old isn't it?
Till he can't qualify. I guess.
Did he qualify for this year, or did he just or did he finish high enough last year to be able to qualify?
Well, he finished T14 last year.
That doesn't get you a spot, does it?
I don't know. I'd have to look up and see what they can give him one.
Continue to give him one. Okay. All right.
Everybody. Well, they gave okay. Well, then what about Taylor Gooch? Should they have given Taylor Gooch an exception? An exemption?
100%. The Masters should have too. The Masters should have too.
Why?
He won like three times on LIV last year.
Also, he that's another one of my. Ain't got a chance in winning. He may not make it to the weekend.
Yeah, we'll see.
May not make it to the weekend.
Yeah.
You want to You want to? When you want to? You want to talk about this tonight? Or you want to talk about it on Wednesday?
We'll see.
You want to put the glass where your mouth is, or you know, what's the situation here?
Yeah. We'll talk later in the week about it. It's fine. It's good. It's good. We have some good drama going on. It's all good for the sport.
It's great. We have put your arse into it, son. It's great. I mean, the PGA Championship is here. All right, let's. Are we ready?
I think we're ready. Do we have enough fire yet on this five podcast?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. It's out of energy. It's out of gas. It's weak sauce mostly, but. Let's see. All right, Valhalla. The weather looks like it's going to be good to great. Doesn't look like it's going to be overly hot. All right, let's let the cat out of the bag. Does Tiger Woods make it to the weekend?
How many people in this field? 150.
But I think it's 156, yeah. Because Goddard bailed.
That's the only chance he had at the Masters. Is just this, just it's like it's pretty much Hawaii light.
Hey, I just want to say first and foremost, congratulations to PGA assistant professional at Quail Hollow Golf Club, Preston Cole. Oh. It's good to see your name up on the board, buddy.
That's right.
I hope we see you through to Sunday. And if anybody bails, you need somebody to tote their bag around. Just I can be there in a heartbeat. No issues. I'm on my way. And I've been working out, so I know you couldn't tell. The camera adds a few pounds, but it'll be fine. All right, let's hold on before we get into a lineup, Dan. Let's talk about who has no chance. Let's pick three. No chance in winning the PGA Championship this year.
Okay. Who has no chance of winning this year?
Big names. Don't give me Padraig Harrington, because no shit. I know Padraig Harrington has no chance in winning that. I can see him making the cut.
No big chance of winning. Names. Max Homa.
Ooh, bold move there, Cotton. Really? You think no chance?
Nah. Big field, big course.
You don't think he's a big field, big course kind of guy, huh?
I think. Wow. We'll see. It's just a prediction. We'll see.
It is. I'll give you. I asked for a prediction, so that's a a fair statement. All right.
Who do you think?
Well, I got a few people. Xander Schauffele. Okay. No chance in winning this week.
Wyndham Clark?
Not going to win. I'm not against Wyndham Clark necessarily. Okay. I think this place could set up pretty good for him. I would not put him in my top three if can't win.
Victor Hovland.
Ooh. So I know we said I don't want to put words in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I know I said that we were going to be talking about the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Allegedly, if you were going to meet Victor Hovland's girlfriend out in South Park, where would you meet her, and what would she be drinking?
You know, they probably rent their own house and stuff. But if so, I mean, well, they.
No. Let's say you were out in a public setting.
It could have been any restaurant over there. The place was just crawling with all kinds of people from the tournament. But said drink, I mean, Oklahomians and South Dakotians and stuff like that is definitely like a Bud Light kind of thing, you know?
Bud Light, huh?
Bud Light. Something like that. I mean, it could have been Miller or Coors or something.
Where would you see somebody like Del Frisco's at Cowfish? I mean, where would you see somebody like that at?
Probably somewhere like South Dakotian or Oklahomian. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of vagueness in these answers. I feel like I feel like you're letting the facts get in the way of a good story. So, and I mean, words of wisdom. Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Good point. But back to the point, though, is I don't think Victor has a shot this week either, do you?
I do not. He's out for me. You know, Hideki Matsuyama. We did see a WD from Deki, but I don't think that that's necessarily out of character for him before a big event to pull away. And let's see who else do I think is not going to be the winner. So I played Xander. I say Victor, and I say Deki. Those are my three names. I'm not playing them. I'm not betting them. I'm totally out on those big game guys.
Yeah, I get you there. What about Spieth?
Man, Spieth is all over the place, but I don't know. I mean, Spieth's the kind of guy that just he's all over the place talking shit and going on about things, and then all of a sudden he shows up and here you go, you've got a top 10.
Yeah, good point. All right.
I'm probably not going to bet that, though, by the way.
How do you want to do this? You want to go through a lineup? You want to talk about all these guys?
Let's go through a lineup and then we can refilter some things. Well, first off, let's go. So Scottie Scheffler, I think you can get him at like plus 300 now. Woohoo! Is the baby going to be a distraction, or, I mean, somebody that's exciting to? Oh, by the way, you know what dive bar Scottie Scheffler is going to go to? And you know where he's going to be at? In the Queen? Well, he's not in the Queen City. He's in Louisville. If he would have been in, Charlotte, you know what dive bar he would have gone to?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say there's a big picture of Burt Reynolds hanging over the bar.
He would have definitely
gone to the
same
Thirsty
one Nick
Beaver.
Went to. That's right. Yeah.
The same one that Jag went to. Mm-hmm. He would have definitely gone to the Thirsty Beaver without a doubt.
For sure.
So is this going to be distracting to the chef, or is he gonna win one for the kid?
Well, it hasn't been born yet, right? I don't think it's. I've not seen that.
Yeah,
it has been born. When was it born?
All I know, allegedly, it was born over the weekend, and I say it because I haven't seen a name.
That's what I say. I haven't seen any posts about it. I don't think there
are none. This man is like a he's like a Book of Mormon. He's very hidden. Okay. Very secretive. Okay.
If that's the case, I think he's definitely distracted. Yeah. Yep.
I think he's distracted too. Yeah. But allegedly the kid is here.
Okay.
And wheels are up. So okay. I to your point, I think that's why Rory had to turn it on, man. He's like, this is my chance. Let's see.
We're gonna do a lineup. Yeah, let's do a lineup.
Let me pick my. I'm gonna pick a couple guys that I'm just interested in general, and then I want to grab a couple guys that I want to be in a lineup. I mean, dude, this could be a live. That I'm not kidding. There could be more live players in the top 10 than there are PGA players.
No, don't get us canceled.
There could be more PGA. There could be more live players. Not cancelable. What are you talking about? let's see. Who else do we like? We like Sahith. We like what? So what about DJ? As I'm gonna pick. I'm picking a few folks so we can look at some ownership rankings here. Gooch, I don't know that he has a chance. There's Bucky again. What the fuck's Bucky doing back at these events? So, you know, the Korean asked me the other night. She said, why is Bucky still even a thing? Like, why is he still popular? Why do you think?
I don't think he is.
Oh, you don't think he's popular anymore?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, with the kids a little bit, maybe, because of, like, the skaterboard kind of stuff and the dirt bikes and stuff. But, no, I think he's definitely lost the majority of his popularity.
You mean like trick a load of kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like maybe the dads push it a little bit, you know, and this and that. But no, I think that he's definitely lost a lot.
God, Billy Horschel. Gee, I thought we were done with that fucking guy. What a clown. Who else is down here? Let me check my boy Preston Cole down here. Let's check the box. I need to send him a message, by the way, and see how it's playing up there. Okay, all right, I'm ready when you are. Where do you want to start?
Well, give me 1 second. Sorry.
Not a trick question, by the way.
Not a trick question. Let's start at. I think maybe Ludwig. What do you think?
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to pass on. I mean, I think what we saw.
How's the ownership?
What we saw in Augusta, 13% right now.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like. People still don't know who he is, you know.
Brooks is 20. Ludwig is Ludwig Åberg, by the way. Ludwig. I know it looks like it's an Åberg, but he puts this little O over his name. So no worry. All right, I'm good on Ludwig. Kepka's sitting at 20. Kepka, I mean, he did win last week, and he does kind of say that he turns out. Look at that, John Rahm at 10% ownership right now.
He's expensive though. He's expensive though.
Yeah, big ball. I like you.
We don't have to start with there. If you want to go down a little further.
No. I'm good to start with Ludwig. Let's look at a few things here. So, and John Rahm hasn't played extremely well per se in PGA Championships. Ludwig Åberg hasn't played in any. So you can go ahead and chalk that up to Squadoosh. By the way, is it Squadoosh or Scudoosh? How would you roll it out?
Let's go with the latter.
Scudoosh, you say?
Oh yeah.
Cam, all right, I'm probably out on Cam Smith. I think this enough, course, right? It's long, man. It's 7,600 yards. It's going to all. I think accuracy and ball striking is what's going to lead somebody to victory here. Yeah. And I got nothing for you. Already said you hated Max Homa here. Can't believe you.
Said off the tee. Look at him. He's not going to be good off the tee either. 104.
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. $9,600. What about $9,600?
I don't. I think that this definitely could shape up well for him. If you're off the tee, look at his off the. Well, you know, we can't really have much of the history there, but yeah, I think so.
I think that's probably a bet.
Bryson for the people only on the audio.
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau. I think that is hands down. I think it's a bet. I don't know what his odds are. We'll look in a minute. But Bryson T4 last year, T38, another T4. I think that's all that. So what are we going to do with what about Wyndham? Is Wyndham a play here? Or you think no?
I think he's playing great golf this year, so I don't think we can afford him right now. But if we can come back, we'll see. Right?
We can come back. Yeah. Let's see. Who else do we like here? Let's see what is his Bryson's ownership look like? 15% ownership. I can live with that. Where's Ben? Where's Benny?
That's a good one.
Benny. Yeah. Where's Benny Hanna?
He's way down. He's gonna be way down here.
Benny Hanna.
Right here at 7,800. Yep. He's playing good golf. I agree with that.
13% good golf. I mean, I think this course holds up well to him. I think that's a play. You good on that one?
What do you think about Sungjae? T4 last week.
I'm not opposed to Sungjae. Nobody else is either at 5% ownership. I might even go.
We don't have to yet. It's just throwing it out there. Who else we like? Here?
At $8,700.
going back up north.
There's no way anybody's going to have bought him. T18 and T5, last two PGA championships.
Tommy Fleet? He played well last week.
7% ownership. I'm not against it.
Okay. Lock it in. Now we got to go deep.
We're going to have to make some changes, but that's okay.
If you want to make a change, we can take, who do we have up here? We could take, I guess we take Bryson out.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, did you see what he was doing at the Masters? I mean, we thought we were talking midweek that he might even win.
All right, let's play through. All right. So we want to go next. All
right, so we're at $6,700, right?
Yeah, we got to way down here. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's. So first off,
Tiger Woods.
Let's go down. Does he make it to the weekend?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right. So here's somewhere. I know we're going to be over, but I want to talk this one through. So what if we dropped in? At eight, we got two guys at $8,000 that are 5% owned, and we could start doing some shuffling. One of the guys I feel pretty good about. The other one, I don't know how I feel
yet. You like Reed? DJ is like, what are we gonna get, right?
So Patrick Reed, T18, T34, T17, and T13. That's his last four PGA championships. DJ, T55, a pair of missed cuts, and a pair of seconds. I mean, if we can get six people through to the weekend, I think we're balling that.
Yeah, I think we go with Reed for sure, and then we got to make some changes.
All right, so I like Reed. All right, so now we're. Do we? I don't know. I mean, who's to say Svensson couldn't get after it here?
Well, Jimmy Walker is playing.
Okay, I was about to say, he better play all he can. Well, I don't know why he'd miss a chance.
Take Michael Block.
Who's that? Montgomery's out. No thank you, Zach Blair. This said Luke Donald's playing. I thought Luke Donald was going to be on the mic here. Jason Duffner's
who says he can't do both?
Mock him up, yeah. So let's see. Where's Denny McCarthy? Denny McCarthy is 20 to $6,300.
We can take Oberg out.
So let's drop in Denny McCarthy.
Okay.
And the reason I say that, he's $6,300. I mean, that may be the, and he played, finished, I think he finished finished six or T6 last week. Where are you, Denny McCarthy?
He's at 6,300. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he finish last week? He played really well.
He's been playing well a lot. T6.
T6 last week. Big golf course, putting machine. Small greens, approach is good. I think we plug in McCarthy. Where's Denny's ownership? Denny is 9% ownership. I like some Denny
and
McCarthy.
And he's model ranked ninth on Fantasy National.
At $6,300 bucks. At sub double digit ownership. I think that's a play. All right. So we got some shuffling to do here. I'm with you. I think we take out Ludwig, and that gives Dabs. Us some pretty. That gives us some very. I mean, we got the meat of the field left at $9,600. Model rank at 96 and under. Who we got? Hideki, but I don't think so. Not I got nothing for Hideki.
Nope. Now, Jocko has been playing good, right? I'm not sure. He's kind of cooled off a little bit, but he started really hot on Liv this year.
He did start hot, but he has cooled off. You know what's interesting? Look at Mackenzie Hughes at $5,800.
Mackenzie Hughes.
And he ranks out model 7th here. Now, I'm not saying we need to go there. But that is, I'm making a note of that because I'm going to put in a few of the lineups at 5,800.
He finished T6 last week.
Mackenzie Hughes?
Yeah.
Where? Was he in Charlotte?
Yeah, that's what it says. That's what the thing says here. Let me take a look. I mean, I'll look at the leaderboard.
No.
Yeah, Mackenzie Hughes, T6, yeah.
I'm just saying.
We can play him. Let's play him. Hold on. Let's play him.
We don't need to play him.
If we did, we could move other things around. So.
All right. Okay. So let's go Hughes. All right. So we got Hughes and we got 3,800. So, okay. Yeah, that changes things dramatically.
Now you can get rid of Reed and see what you can get up top, right? You can go all the way up if you got rid of Reed.
Rom's probably a no for me.
You could get Rom.
Xander's a no for what? I mean, Kepka. Is he a player or is he not a player? Oh,
I mean, he just won.
So if we load Kepka in, we still got $1,000. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, Fleetwood would be by probably the only change. And then if you take him out, I mean, who are you dropping in?
Clark.
You think Windy C?
Well, let's take a look. You said you weren't out on him earlier.
I didn't say I was out on Wyndham Clark.
You said you were not out on him earlier.
I'm not out on Wyndham Clark here. I mean, I think this is a Wyndham Clark golf course, man.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I'm set Tisk, on Clark, DeChambeau, Mack Hughes, Koepka, and McCarthy.
That's pretty dang strong. Yeah. Yep. I like it.
You think that's it?
That's it.
All right. I don't know if easy is the right word. I mean, the course is obviously going to play hard. It's long. But I think those are six people that can make it to the weekend.
Yep. All right.
I mean, I think you can start betting that, like, those guys too. I mean, without a doubt. I think those are. I don't know about wins too. You can bet Koepka for the win. He dropped. Right. Hopefully, you bet him when he was plus 1,600. I think he's down to 1,000 now. Who else? Who else you feeling?
With what? For what?
For betting.
Outrights.
Yep.
We're going over that, right? You want to do the one and done real quick?
I do want to do the one and done.
Let me get over here to the DraftKings Sportsbook. All right.
I mean, don't we have to... Is it Koepka? I mean, when are we going to have a chance to play Koepka?
I think it's Koepka.
I think it's Koepka. Koepka it is. I think if I had to go a few other, if I had to pick outside of that, I mean, McIlroy, if you've got him left, probably not a bad pick. If you wanted to go, I think Wyndham Clark, good pick. Who else? Cam Young. Some people are down on Cam Young, but Cam Young missed the cut last year, T3 in 22. Cam Young could be a pick. I think I'm saving Cam Young for the Open Championship, though.
Yeah.
Who else? If anybody's in the middle of the road, you know, Hatton's got a pretty good track record in the championships. Keegan's no stranger. You know who's interesting, and we haven't seen much out. Justin Rose, man. Justin Rose he's got a solid run. I don't think for the win, but I think for maybe a T20 or better. I mean, he's been the past 4 years T13 or better.
Yeah.
Degala. Oh, you know who else? Akshay. He won a junior PGA event here in, shit, I don't know, 20 mid-teens. So Akshay may not be a bad look for a T20 or better. That could be okay. A good bet. You made it to the outright yet?
I mean, I'm looking at him now. I'm looking at like a top 20, top 30 right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What's Akshay for like a top 20?
Let's do top 30. Akshay. I wish you could type the names in on these, you know. They have to keep scrolling. Is he? He's playing, right? Is he? Yeah, there he is. Yeah. Plus 170.
I can't imagine he's not.
Plus 170. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's for a top 30. And he likes the course. What about Degala? Degala could be a good. I think he can backstop Akshay with a top 30 and a top 20.
Probably can. Yep, Tiala is plus 120 for a top 30.
See who's deep for a top 30.
Well, what's his name at? Where's Denny at? Is he playing too? There he is, plus 160. Not great for a top 30. You know, but
not great. Who else is down here? What about Phil?
I was thinking Phil. I mean, I think he knows his way around this place, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Where is he?
I think that's... I think, why wouldn't you?
I just saw him. Where is he at?
He's got to be deep.
He is deep, yeah. I wish we could type the names in on these. It's a little bit tougher to get to them.
Is that name?
Man, he is real deep. Good Lord. Everybody sleeping on Phil now?
By the way, Phil Mickelson, runner-up to Rory McIlvoy, lost by a stroke in 2014.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not as deep as I thought he was.
just so you know.
So he plays well here. He knows the course.
Plays well.
I'm looking for
course.
A top 30. I'm looking for him, and I just have not seen him yet.
Yeah, maybe the odds are so bad they don't even want to list him.
P. Reed plus 220 for a top 30.
For sure, dude. That's you taking me out for drinks early this week.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll find him later, I guess, because must not be looking at him right. Interesting. Who else we got?
Who else is there? What about a Max? Do you got any prop bets?
I do. All right.
Tiger Woods to miss the cut.
I don't have that one. I was looking for the miss cut one. It's not up yet.
All right. Let's see. What about DeChambeau? Like top 10. I think DeChambeau for a win is not a bad bet, dude. I think that's like, I don't know what the odds are, but
DeChambeau for a what? A top 10?
Yeah, or
Phil
or
Mickelson
a win.
Top 30 is actually plus 400. You've got to be kidding me.
I mean, that's a play, right?
That's a hell of a play. Yeah. So a top 10 for DeChambeau. DeChambeau top 10 is plus 260. All right. And then you want some prop bets? Let's do some props. Matchups. How about some matchups?
No, let's do some matchups.
All right. Who you like in this group? You like... Aber,
turn off. You're distracting me. Turn off this Fantasy National. Even though I was like, I'm not looking at anything else. We love Fantasy National. All right, turn those on.
Putting up there for you to cheat. Auberg, DeChambeau, Neiman, Smith, or Morikawa.
Dude, I think it's a DeChambeau party.
Okay. All right. Fitzpatrick, Tigala, Johnson, Connors, Burmeister.
Ooh, Burmeister is an interesting one. And it's Dustin Johnson, right?
Yeah.
I think it's either Tigala or Burmeister. I think it's what's the better odds are probably on Burmeister to win.
Meaning he pays you less or pays you more. Pays you more, yeah, because he's not favored. Yeah, go for Burmeister.
I think roll Burmeister.
All right. Let's do one or two more. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. Hovland, Young, Day, Thomas, on.
Hovland, Young,
Day, Thomas, and Ann.
Cameron Young, right?
Yeah.
Cam Young.
Jason Day, Justin Thomas, or Bonon.
So I think that Benyon is probably the low. Yep. Benyon's the high seed or low seed, right? Or yep. I guess high seed.
Yeah.
So here's what I think. I think Benyon. I like him in that, but it's either him or who's the high.
Victor's the highest. Victor's the favorite, and then it goes Cam Young, Justin Thomas, Jason Day, and then Benyon.
I think you roll Benyon. You don't play Victor Hovland for sure.
Exactly. All right.
By the way, just announced, Victor Hovland wins his first PGA Championship, Valhalla 2024.
Okay. We'll do one or two more. Scotty, Rory, Xander, Brooks, or Rom?
All right. Rom's probably the lowest, and no.
It's true. Rom is the lowest, yeah.
No. I say Scotty, no.
Roll Roars or Brooksy, probably, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think you go Brooks just because it's the money play.
Yeah. All right.
And this ain't no hobby.
That's good. All right. Good stuff.
Looking forward to it. I got us a spot or two picked out, by the way, if you ever come into town.
Oh, nice.
What am I doing? I got some off. I'm heading out into the wild for a day or two this week. Mm-hmm. Got a golf course review. We've got a food and maybe a whiskey review coming up. And people have been asking, by the way, when are they not going to have to listen to this bullshit, crappy betting stuff and rambling golf talk?
Oh, they want more bourbon stuff.
I said, well, we may be getting some things on the roster for the fall season. So we're filling some space here and entertaining ourselves, but we got some stuff coming up for the fall, so stay tuned. We'll have some product folks on. We'll have some coaches on, maybe familiar names and faces, and maybe we'll have some folks that are playing in the PGA Championship this week.
Good point.
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Good point.
On, so there you go. Any good TV that you're watching? What are you watching? Anything hot? What's your hot boy?
I'm still just watching. I'm down on sugar, but I'm still watching it. And then Hacks is my new favorite. It's freaking hilarious.
Hacks,
freaking hilarious.
It took me like a week to get through the Brady roast.
Okay.
I mean, holy shit. So number one, have you made it through the whole thing yet?
No. I don't know if I will, okay. But yeah, I have not. No.
Okay. So I eventually made it through the whole thing in you know, like this guy, he owns a I'll say he owned. He was affiliated with a spirits distributorship here in Georgia, maybe even Alabama. And let's say it wasn't something with a crown on it. Anyway, he'd had a lot of wives, and I was sitting in the guy's office one day, and we were doing a informal interview, and he had this little candy bowl. And candy, not like this candy bowl, because you can't really get your hand in there unless you got a little baby hand. Yeah. But he had a little candy bowl, and I said, Mr. Distributor, Mr. Owner of the distributor, what would he get there in that bowl? He said, right, I got in that bowl, I got those little Snickers. I said, oh, little Snickers, oh, wow. He's like, see, I like my candy like I like my a little bit at a time. So I say that, and he said, and then he scooted it over there to her. I said, go ahead and get you one.
Oh, God.
I say that in the sense that, I guess I take my liquor a little bit at a time. No, but I take my Tom Brady roast a little bit at a time.
Okay.
I was totally floored by the Tom Brady roast. Like, I don't make it a point to cuss a lot. I just have a limited vocabulary, and those are a lot of words that resonate in my mind, so yeah. I don't have a large repertoire to pull from, so those are just the things that the inventory is limited, so sometimes I have to keep digging into the well. Kevin Hart, holy Jesus. I mean, there was like... It was like F-bombs and GD Central.
Okay.
It was like, and I got to be careful because we'll get pulled down, but it was like F-D, F-D, F-F-F-F-F, GD it, GD it, GD it, GD it. And he just kept going, fuck you, Tom. And I'm like, really? This is really how this is going to go? And it went through, like, every time I would go and turn it back on for 15 or 20 minutes, and it's like, F you, Tom. Good. I mean, it just continued on.
So do you think that was like it was that was more of the content than more like witty humor in a way? It was just like a slur fest.
I don't necessarily find Kevin Hart funny, by the way.
Well, I don't either. So I've had this conversation several times in the last week. I think his movies are funny. I don't think I've ever like found his stand up that funny.
His movies are slapstick, right?
Yeah.
So they're put into unique situations where they're funny because of the situation that they're in.
He's like the new Chris Tucker.
100%. I would totally agree with that. Yeah. And like Kevin doing like this, because he took over for what's the roast guy's name? The bald dude. Jeff Ross. Yes. And he was there and he came out and I didn't necessarily find him funny either. But there was there were some good parts about it, but a lot of it like Kardashian came on stage.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible. Mm. Horrible. Mm. I mean, she read the whole she stared at the screen and she read everything that she said to Tom, and then once or twice she looked over at Tom and then she looked back at the screen and then and I'm like, God, get the fuck. I mean, you want to drop F-bombs and get her off the stage, man. What is she even doing here?
Yeah, no kidding.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Who else? And I forget I don't know the lady's name, but there is this. Now, she's got one shtick and it is very, it has to do with her sexual escapades.
Schumer-esque. Schumer-esque.
Yeah. She has a phallic fetish with let's just say I think that she doesn't consume cocktails what they're not taken out of straws. And I don't know, she was pretty funny. There were a few folks that were funny. It was weird. Edelman was funny. You had Drew Bledsoe, horrible.
Yeah,
they should never let him get on stage and talk to you. Horrible. Complete. I mean, what a disaster.
Jeez.
I'm like, cut the just to be like, and we're done. pull a heart and be, fuck you, Tom. I'm done with this, and just walk off stage. Just go sit down. Mm. Horrible. Not good. I was very surprised though at I get that it's a roast, and maybe it's been a while since I've seen a roast. Because they have, I think this is the first one in quite some time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which I thought was interesting because it's owned by Comedy Central, who is not owned by Netflix. But is this like Jeff, he's Ross, affiliated yeah. still. And so maybe this is you think this is a Netflix takeover?
I think so. I think it went over. I think the delivery in terms of it being live roast on Netflix, which is like worldwide, huge platform for it. I could definitely see that kind of taken off as the platform of choice for roasts. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So could I. Yeah. He did. Kevin Hart probably did a better job of making fun of the crowd than he did of roasting Tom Brady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, and he kept making fun of Dana White, who had, what was his one joke? He's like, I see what you do, like taking, I don't know. It was, but it was something about Brazilians and Boone Swag and all that kind of, it was, I can't remember it. That's how good it was, is I don't remember it. Yeah, so I don't know. That's I would say watch it best consumed on social media. You don't need to go sit down and watch that because it was kind of crap.
Yeah, I got you. I've only seen it on social, and it's the clips have been funny. You know what people have shown, like this is probably the best of the best of the best, right? So
yeah.
Good deal.
Kind of crap.
Yeah. Well, good.
All right. We got golf and booze in Tennessee this week. We may have booze and PGA Championship talk in Atlanta this week. We'll see how it goes.
Absolutely. Until next time.
Until next time.
Cheers.
Cheers.